The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
This is Alan Ellis, and Robin's here with me this morning. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning. You know, I still can't get used to my name on there.
Why?
Just after all these years, it just seems different. It's just cool.
It is cool. Oh, you mean on when the introduction's made?
Yeah.
Well, hey, look, you've become, a very active participant in the show, and I really appreciate it. I think you enjoy it, and you got a fan base out there.
Uh-huh.
They would probably rather talk to you than me, because I'm a grumpy old guy, and, you know, you're the fresh voice of a beautiful young woman on there.
You are a grumpy old guy.
I know. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Pepe is our producer this morning for this hour, and he'll be taking your phone calls. To enter the muzzleloader contest, you simply call our number, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Pepe will take your name and your phone number to enter you in the muzzleloader contest. And we'll be giving that muzzleloader away next week, the 2nd of January, and that'll be the final one for the year. And
I always miss that. Oh, that's my favorite part.
What's that?
Giving away that muzzleloader.
Oh, well, we'll do it next week. We'll be fine.
I know, but I'm saying I miss it when we don't do it during the year.
And, you know, believe it or not, rather than have the folks at CVA, it's a CVA muzzleloader. It's a nice muzzleloader. I delivered two of them last week or so to
our previous winners,
Brian and Dawn. And hopefully they've had a chance to examine their beautiful Wolf CVA. I've got them here.
And muzzleloader season just started.
Muzzleloader season started on the 19th and runs till January 2nd. We won't have time to get that muzzleloader ready for this year, but certainly for next year. And 410-WCBM 680 is our phone number. But we want to thank again the folks at CVA. I carry a CVA muzzleloader with me. I have two of their mountain rifles, the Acuras, one of their long range, well, they call it long range. It's a 30-inch barrel. It's also an Acura, but they call it a special edition. And I enjoy all of those muzzle loaders because they're all extremely accurate. But it also depends on the optics that you use. So, just give us a call here. We haven't heard from Camo Preacher. He won one last year. I haven't heard if he was able to get out for the West Virginia muzzle loader season or not.
He had a beautiful white Christmas. I saw a picture.
Yeah, I saw he had a white Christmas. So, anyway, social media is amazing. But the muzzleloader contest is on, and we're taking calls for that right now.
We got a call.
We do have a call. Who's our caller?
Ronald.
Hey, Ronald, how you doing?
Well, good morning there, Mr. Allen, and good morning to you, Mrs. Robin. You know, we're not partners, though, but we're just people from the blind federation there. Just want to say Merry Christmas to y'all, and have a prosperous and a happy, very, very new year, and everything there. And Miss Ruth is right here. She'd like to say hi to y'all.
All right. Good morning, Miss Ruth.
Morning, Miss Ruth.
Come on, Miss Ruth. Hello.
Hi, Miss Ruth.
Hi, Miss Ruth. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Good.
Did you have a nice Christmas?
Yes, we did. How about you?
Quiet. Very quiet.
Quiet. Yes, very quiet.
That's what we had, quiet.
Well, we had a couple people in our bubble that tested positive for the COVID. So we isolated to keep away from all the family members, to keep everybody healthy and happy. And
well, that's what we did, too.
Yeah. So
we'll be listening and talking to you next year.
Next year, you
perfect.
Got a date.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
There you go.
There you go. I don't know why you're sneezing today.
It's because I said I was getting tested.
Maybe. Mm. Yep. So there you go. There is Ronald and Miss Ruth. And so are you monitoring our...
Yeah, gotcha.
Anybody on the line?
Nope. Okay.
All right. Well, so the news came out today that this week, that the deer harvest was up statewide, overall 16%. And, you know, people are going, how in the world did that happen? We haven't seen any deer. Well, I think things have changed. Now, we had one caller this morning say that he dresses his own deer. He you know, butchers his own deer. And he said he noticed that the meat appeared to be darker in color. So, we have, you know, a tremendous audience out there. So Ted emailed us and said the color of the meat is directly correlated to the oxygen in the blood and the amount of iron. The darker the meat, the more iron nutrient the blood is. Conversely, the more oxygen in the blood, the brighter red the meat will be. So a combination of the two can determine the color of the meat and be very subjective. And I asked if it had any, you know, I asked the fellow how the shot placement was. He didn't say anything, but, you know, if you basically take the pump station out and the blood is drained quickly from the animal, that's going to affect the color of the meat.
Yeah, but Ted's completely right, and I wish I had been paying a little more attention, because I could have told you that.
Oxygen and iron, yeah. Now, here's the other thing. We don't know what this deer's diet was. He said it was soybeans. So I don't know how rich in iron soybeans are.
They're a protein, though.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, he's right about the iron. I understand that, okay? But are they supplementing? Are they using a mineral supplement? Are they, you know, who knows? Who knows what has changed in the deer's diet?
Yep.
But it's not, you know, I can't see anything other than diet.
Nope.
That would do it. So,
well, can I? You
sure.
Got a caller.
All right.
Okay, but before we do that, I only have this much left. I know that we're on radio. Not nobody else knows, but that was the reason I should have been paying more attention.
That project,
my monstrosity is done.
That project, that crochet project, has taken you almost a year and a half.
It seems like it. It's my mother's Christmas gift, so if she's awake, I'm not going to say what it is, but it took on a life of its own.
Yes,
and,
it did. It's beautiful.
I've got 4 stitches left, thanks to you all this morning, and I'm sorry I didn't pay attention to this.
Yes. So.
But I'm a happy camper. And we have John in North Carolina.
Hey, John. Good morning, John. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas, although I missed it, and a Happy New Year.
Well, same to you.
Thank you. Do you have a nice one?
Not particularly, but that's a different story.
Okay. Yeah, well, we know the feeling.
You know, Christmas, it seems to me, is all about children. The younger, the better. As an adult, it's not so, whatever.
We got you.
I'm Mrs. Christmas, but the last 2 Christmases have been really rough.
Yeah.
And I understand what you're saying. I'm hoping I get my mojo back next year.
Very, 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 very quiet Christmas last year with Robin being so sick and missing Christmas. And then this year, being in isolation, that's a different kind of deal. So not a lot of, a lot of communications, but not a lot of personal interactions. We did do a drive-by yesterday. And
dropped off
a little bit of Christmas food and got to see our grandson and our daughter and our
from 6 feet away
son-in-law. Yeah, definitely social distancing, you know. But it was different, no question. So, and then we've got another one on the way Tuesday. We have a granddaughter coming on Tuesday. So, you know, the younger the better. Doesn't get much younger than
that
newborn. So.
Yeah. So that one you'll be looking forward to 2 or 3 years when they can really appreciate it.
Exactly. And that, you know, Jameson, I think he's
he didn't get it yet.
No, nah, he doesn't get the whole thing yet, but he's just a little over one. So we, you know, so next year will be a whole different ball game. So.
Oh yeah.
So how was your muzzleloader season, John?
Well, I didn't. Look, I'm a redneck, and I got the creases in the back of my neck to prove it.
Uh-huh.
I got to find a whole different crew of rednecks to hunt with.
Oh, no.
The biggest problem, and I won't bore you with it, is they don't practice enough. They're not good enough. They miss a lot. And it's always, oh, we got to get that one back on a deer. We got to get this one back on a deer. Well, by the time it's John's turn, there ain't no deer.
I hear you.
I got you.
I hear you.
And next year it's different. Next year, when I see a deer, I'm going to kill it first thing, made of brown fur.
There you go.
Now, the good news is we hunt together, we butcher together, we process our own.
Yeah.
And I give away some venison as a Christmas gift to a
nice
widow friend of ours. And so I'm getting my share of venison anyway.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
And that was... Actually, that's the most important part to me, was to have something to give away.
Yep, I hear you.
Even when you get older, it's about the giving part.
Yep.
To me, it is. You know, I don't know about you, but deer season for me, because of the guys I hunt with, has become
an ordeal.
More about the camaraderie than it is the deer hunting.
Yeah,
gotcha.
I understand.
And, you know, I only see them once a year, largely.
Right.
And, really, it's a big kick to get together and get back together again.
Well,
I'm the old man.
Yeah.
You know, everybody just hands me their guns and they drag the deer out.
What's wrong with that?
I noticed it a couple of years ago, because I would start to grab into a deer to throw it on the back of a four-wheeler, and somebody would just hand me his rifle and pick up the legs.
Yeah, it's nice to have help. I'll tell you what, that buck I shot was the biggest one I've taken in years.
That's
and
a huge
years
buck.
Yeah, well, I killed one that weighed 196, dressed out several years. Didn't have near the antlers. This was, oh man, many years ago. Now I guess probably.
It was before me.
Over 20. It's been over 20 years. I mean, it was one of the first time I hunted the stand that I had hunted regularly for many years in Cecil County. And I first, you know, it was muzzleloader season, first day of the early muzzleloader season. And I'm sitting in this stand, and I don't know how to hunt this thing. I have no idea where the deer are coming from or what's going on. And, you know, I'm watching deer go through the mountain laurel. There's a 6-point being chased by a doe, which I thought was interesting. And I'm watching that, and, you know, I turn the muzzleloader up to just kind of see how the scope was looking. I pointed it up the ridge and was, you know, I wasn't pointing it at anything. I was pointing it at trees and trying to clear it a little bit and adjust the powers, doing all that messing around. And I was looking to my left up on the ridge. And when I turned back around, standing in front of me at 20 yards was this big 8-point buck. And I mean, he was a big bodied deer, and I shot and I hit a little bit high, good shot placement, just a little bit high. And he turned and took off back out through the laurel. And I went, oh man. Well, I followed the trail and I got to the point where I'm looking for scuff marks and tracks. Well, didn't know it then, but they all do the same thing. When they leave that area, they go down over this little bank, and they head for the marsh. And this deer headed for the marsh, and he went across this muck that was 6 inches deep, you know, big splayed prints in there, and I figured that's where he went. And I still had no blood trail. And I'm like, where's this deer? I smelled the deer. I walked by him twice. When I looked down at that deer, I went, uh-oh, I'm going to need the cart. So fortunately, I had the cart. Got that deer loaded by myself. He weighed 196 on the scale. I packed him out by myself, which was you know, pretty amazing. But I was 20 years younger than I am. Well, that deer the other day was,
exactly.
Yeah, that deer the other day, same size. I needed help. That thing wasn't getting on the truck with just me, so.
Yeah, the good news was you were a lot younger and experienced than
exactly.
What a bad position you were in.
Yes, exactly. I mean, he's laying on a bank in the laurel, and I had to cross that muck and then back through the woods. And thank God for the deer cart, but, you know.
As I say to some of my buddies, this is going to make a good story.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So.
Anyway, I hope next year is better. I guess it could be worse. But
it could be worse, but...
Everybody, shush.
But we're hoping for the best.
Well, we got Joe Biden as the president, so what's that tell you?
It tells me that we're in for civil war.
I hope not, John.
And I'm not kidding. People are ready to go.
Mm. Yep. Well, John, you have a wonderful day.
You too.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. See you. Anybody
on the line? Fran on the phone.
Who?
Fran.
Hey, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
I thought I'd better call today because the next Saturday will be into the 2021.
That's right.
And it'll be the 2nd, I believe, of January.
Yes.
And I have a feeling that by the 2nd, you'll have a taste of what 2021 will be. And
maybe.
I suggest this for people. Think about 2020, and we all had to adjust. Think about the things that you adjusted to that work for you. Double that effort, because you're going to need double that effort for those things that was able to, you know, readjust changes. You're going to need double of that in 2021.
I think you're right.
I think you're right.
And some of the logic that you use when you go on a hunt, you're going to treat 2021 like a hunt. Prepare yourself like it's a hunt. They're hunting for you. You're hunting for them.
I got
it. Use those principles to try to get through next year.
It's going to be rough. I got a feeling. I was hoping it wouldn't be, but I got a feeling.
It could be, but it could be far better. I mean, I think the first half of the year is going to be tough. I really do.
You think what?
I think the first half of the year is going to be tough.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I think once we see what the new administration is all about, I think once we see where we're going with this pandemic, I think maybe the second half of the year will be a little better. I certainly hope so. I'm always the optimist, but, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, you're going to need to be. And I'll tell you, for those who want to bend the knee, December 31st, New Year's Eve, would be a time to bend the knee.
That's right. I agree with you. I agree with you.
So I'm trying to build my strength up and psychologically, you know, prepare myself for the fight.
Yep.
Because it's going to be a fight.
It's going to be a fight. You're right.
I say this, learn from yesterday, live for today, and plan for tomorrow, just in case you're here.
Exactly.
Yep.
Yep.
Right.
So there's a commercial on right now, and it's a bunch of young people. It's for GoDaddy, the website people, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it says 2021 is time for a new generation of ideas. Quite frankly, Fran, that scares the hell out of me.
Uh-huh.
This system that we have, this system that was designed by our forefathers, this Constitution and this Bill of Rights ushered in so far 250 plus years right now of a free society of free men who elected their representatives to a constitutional republic. And who said, if you can keep it? Was that Ben Franklin, I believe, said, you know, we have a constitutional republic if we can keep it or if you can keep it. Well, what's happening in our society right now, to me, puts our constitutional republic in jeopardy. So I agree with you about bending your knee and praying to Almighty God to continue to bless this nation and spare us from the invasion of ideas that would end what we have.
Well, if you refuse to learn from yesterday,
you're doomed to repeat it.
Mistakes or make new ones.
You're doomed to repeat
it. And you better have a plan B when your fresh ideas don't work.
Ah, exactly.
That's the best thing I've heard.
I like that, Fran. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I want to remember that next time.
You better have a plan B if your fresh ideas don't work. Good. Fran, on a lighter note, how much did Santa's sleigh cost?
How much did what?
Santa's sleigh cost.
How much did it cost?
Yes.
It didn't cost anything.
Why?
Because it was handmade.
Nope.
Why?
It was on the house.
Oh, God.
Our buddy Joe sent that one along with some others.
I want to hear the others later.
Okay.
Fran, you have a very happy new year. Let's all pray together, okay?
That's right. All right.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, do you want to talk to Daryl, or you want to go to break and then come back to talk to Daryl?
I think
Richard?
We should go to break and then talk to Daryl. Daryl, hang on for a few minutes.
Richard,
we appreciate
please
it.
Hang on also, okay? We've got
Who's
to
that?
Do this. Richard.
Richard, yep. Okay, please. Yep, we have to do these commercials and make a little, as they say, bread for the store. So, Clyde Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, and this week is the last week of the special holiday savings from Browning. So if a firearm is on your Christmas list, make it a Browning at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. You can save $25 on BPS shotguns, rimfire firearm, and handguns. Save $50 on centerfire rifles, Synergy, and silver shotguns. Save $75 on A5 and Maxis shotguns, and save $100 on Satori shotguns. And we're not going to get into all the details on all those shotguns because, quite frankly, we don't have time. But we will tell you that Clyde Sports Shop is your place to find these fine Browning firearms, your full-line Browning dealer.
And they can explain it really
well. And they can explain the whole thing really well. So why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Clyde Sports with two S's in the middle is the website. They're open 7 days a week for firearms licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. So, this is Alan Ellis, as you know, and I'm here for Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands or tackle boxes or crab pots or any kind of tools, any kind of equipment, your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man, 410-487-6405. Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, is also one of our buddies. Call Jack Carver there at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories too. You know, the covers, the steps, the fender guards, the grill bumper guards, and all that stuff. And even protect your vehicle with Value Guard no rust protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray on truck bedliner today. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville knows fire. Are you looking for a new backyard grill? Pellet Grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe are there at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about Premium Gas Logs by Real Fire to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening or morning? Gas wall fireplaces. These are spectacular looking in a room. They can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44, and be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America, Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back after these messages.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.MadonnaSeafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Alligators grow so mean. Lived a girl that I swear to the world made the alligators look mean. Oh, Saturday, here got your granny. Everybody said it was a shame, 'cause her mama was a working on the chain gang.
All right, Daryl, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you for holding on. Sorry about that.
Okay. I'm a first-time caller, first-time listener, actually.
Wow,
oh,
great.
Cool.
I normally don't have my radio on this early, and today I was headed into the woods, which I just pulled up to where I'm going in, and
okay.
Figured I'd give you guys a call.
Well, thank you. What are you headed for? Deer?
Yes. Yep. Muzzleloader.
Yep. Taking your muzzleloader for a walk today. That's great. Well, maybe you'll win one today. You never know.
Well, when does that go off? That goes off next week.
Right? Next week, yeah. So you got in just in time. And I'm sorry you never heard the show before. We've only been on 32 years.
But I hope you listen now on.
Yep.
Like I said, I usually don't have my radio on this early. I'm usually, me and a buddy of mine, when we go hunting, we just talk the whole ride. But
yeah, that's good. I understand.
What area are you from, Daryl?
My house today. I am from Middle River.
Middle River.
Very cool.
Got it. Yeah. Now, what county are you hunting? Baltimore County?
Yep, Baltimore County. Yep, right off Harford Road. And,
oh, yeah, there's some nice deer in there. Yep. Baltimore County is a sleeper county. Northern Baltimore County has some giant deer, no question.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So.
Yeah, I have a good friend of mine that's got some property up in Parkman.
Oh, yeah.
And,
good area.
My goodness. Trail camera picture is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if you guys take a nice one, I don't know if you've ever heard of, are you on social media at all?
Yes, I am, Facebook.
All right. Have you ever heard of bucks, bears, stags?
I have not.
Bucks, bears, stags.
Are you going to learn a lot
today? You're going to learn a lot today. Bucks, bears, stags is a record-keeping enterprise here in Maryland that we have, and we've published Maryland's first record book of white-tailed deer, sika deer, and black bears.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, so we have a very active Facebook page. Almost 4,000 people follow our page, and it's Bucks, Bears, Stags.
Bucks, Bears, Stags.
And the website is bucks-bears-stags.com.
Okay.
All right.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah, I think, and, you know, if you guys take a nice deer, we have at least 10 people on our team that measure deer, bears, and sika deer. We have all of these guys are authorized. Most of them are official measures for another record-keeping organization, national organization, like Boone and Crockett or Pope and Young.
Mm-hmm.
So we just added Larry Myers, who's the closest one to Baltimore County. He's up in New Freedom, right across the line.
Right.
Okay, so, and he's measured a couple deer for us already. There's one right now in the queue that's been measured, green scored. We don't typically do that, but Larry measured one for a fella that's 198.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, that was taken in Kent County. But, you know, for those of you in Baltimore County who have taken a nice deer, or Harford County, we have Larry Myers up there in New Freedom. He's on our website. The website's just been updated with all the measures. And for anybody listening in Western Maryland, we just added one fellow from Hedgesville, West Virginia, and another fellow from Berlin, Pennsylvania. So, you know, we've got the western part of the state covered now, which we didn't have a month ago. So we're continuing to expand. We'll put our next record book out, Maryland's Finest Number 2, second edition, in 2023. Or if we get 500 animals measured between now and then, we'll do that as well. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Busy.
Yeah, we're busy. No question. So
As I sit here and talk with you, I watch three deer walk across the road going up into the woods when I'm going to hunt.
Well, that's I'll awesome. Tell you what, you need to get in there, so we'll let you go.
Yes, I do. I feel a light coming up over the trees there.
All right, get in there, buddy. Oh, hey,
all
before
right,
you
thanks.
Go, what's Santa's favorite type of music?
After hearing the last joke, I got to think pretty hard on this one.
come around more often. There's a lot of bad jokes on here.
favorite kind of music?
Yep.
You got me.
Rap.
Rap.
Goodbye. Have a successful
okay.
day.
All right. See you guys. Have a good morning.
You too.
You have a great one.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Yep. Joe said these jokes were half price, and there's a reason.
I got to catch up. Hold on a second. We got Richard in Tennessee.
Richard in Tennessee. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan. Where's Mark when you need him?
Exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
Mark needs to step up from these jokes. Good Lord. Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Year to everybody. I'm glad you had a nice season there, Alan.
Yep.
Deer hunting down here in Tennessee is much different than what I'm accustomed to in Maryland, that is for sure. My freezer, aside from the deer I took in Maryland in 2019, is empty.
Uh-oh.
But I didn't get out that often as
right.
I should have, but I don't know, I just couldn't get motivated this year for some reason, but I went out about five times, I think, and I could still be going out. The season's super long here.
Yeah.
But I don't. Right now, we got about 5 inches of snow and it's 15 degrees out.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I don't know what you got up there in Maryland, but it snowed like crazy here on Christmas Eve.
Right.
We had a
deluge.
Monsoon.
Yeah, monsoon.
Oh, just rain?
Several inches of rain.
And my winds that were
high
absolutely
winds.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, it was all snow down here. And I was surprised that it stuck. Usually the little bit of snow I have seen while I've been down here, none of it really laid, but
right.
It just laid, and it's still here. But
wow.
Anyway, I'm glad y'all had a good season. Mine wasn't as, even though I had some fun times in the woods, it wasn't as productive, that's for sure. I did send you a picture, Alan.
I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it right now, and it's very difficult to figure out.
I mean, it just looks like it should be a rabbit, but I've never seen a rabbit walking like that.
Well, it's hard to tell if it's walking or caught in mid-motion or what it is. But, you know, what do you think this is, Robin? The ears are...
A short deer?
No, the ears are too big for a feline of any kind.
Yeah, it doesn't, in the head shape, the ears.
It looks.
Oh, I know what that looks like.
What?
I can't.
What?
I've got to pull it out of my back of my brain.
Okay.
But there's some. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, well, if you pull it out of the back of your brain, let us know, because initially I thought bobcat.
Yeah, I don't see the markings.
No, there's no markings. Right, no markings. But
and it's awful short.
Yeah, feline comes to mind, but I don't know what if that's an ear that's rimmed in black that, you know, it's on the left side of the head. I don't see anything on the other side other than that little short thing, but it's got its head kind of turned, too. So I don't know.
And there wasn't a follow-up picture. That's the worst part, too. It wasn't in the area long enough to get a follow-up picture.
Yeah. Maybe you'll see it again. It looks larger than any rabbit. It looks...
Yeah. Right.
It looks... Honestly, it looks bigger than a typical house cat, so I don't know.
I mean, that was the first picture...
It's like a kookaburra or something.
Kookaburra, that's a bird.
No, not a kookaburra.
That's a... 2 years. That's the first one I came up to, you know, that I saw, and I'm like, what is that?
Yeah, exactly.
At least identify everything else right away.
That looks like something from Australia, and I can't think of the name of the animal.
I'm thinking of a wombat.
Wombat, that's what she's thinking of, exactly.
Yeah, not a kookaburra.
That's crazy.
When I saw it, I'm like, that thing looks like a wombat.
Did you put that picture on your computer and try to enhance it at all? Did you darken it at all?
I just enlarged it a little bit, but I didn't do anything.
Enlarging it doesn't help, but I'm thinking if we saved it and put it on the computer, we could figure it out.
Okay.
Well, I'm not that much on the computer as far as knowing how to do all that kind of stuff. So if you all want to fool with it and
I might.
Come up with an idea or maybe put it out there and see if anybody else comes up with an idea, just let me know.
Gotcha.
Hey, Richard.
Yes, ma'am.
How does Scrooge win a football game?
Oh, let's see. What does he steal? Well, it's baseball. He would steal something, steal home. But I don't know. How does he win a football game?
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
He does what?
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
The Ghost of Christmas Past.
P-A-S-S-E-D.
That's how he won the game.
Mark, please call in.
You have a happy new year, okay?
See you, buddy. Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye, Richard.
Right.
Bye.
We got Dale and Easton.
Dale and Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, sir. I wanted to wish you and Robin happy new year and Bob, particularly, hope things go well on Tuesday. And just remember Dale's directive. Don't blink and take lots of pictures.
Exactly.
Our little guy just had his third Christmas, and he was into it.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad to hear that.
I'm telling you, he was a holy terror, but that's another story.
We're going to have a one-year-old for a week. So
okay.
She delivers on Tuesday, and she'll be in the hospital two nights, probably let her get home a night or two, and then, you know, it's going to be interesting.
Okay. It'll be fun.
And we haven't had Christmas with him yet, so this will be our Christmas on Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay, well, good. Like I say, don't blink and take lots of pictures, because it doesn't last long.
If you saw my phone, I think I looked at it the other day, I have over, like, 30,000 pictures on it or something.
30,000 pictures?
It's horrible.
And how many videos?
I can't even talk about it.
Oh, wow.
I'll have to send you one sometime.
You need to download all those into a file somewhere.
I know I do. I just haven't done it.
Yeah. I didn't know what your schedule was this week, but if you can make it, give me a shout.
It depends on our test today, Dale.
It depends on our test.
Yeah.
So
if we're free and clear, I might let him out for a minute.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, Thursday I can't because I have a appointment with our mutual diabetes counselor.
Oh, yes, so, exactly.
Do you have your six on?
I do. I have my Dexcom, and I'm loving it. Yeah,
I love it because I don't have to listen and go, ouch, every time I turn around.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, you...
right now,
rather annoying at times.
Yeah, right now I'm at 117, so I'm happy. But that's about to change because I'm about to have an Uncrustable here for breakfast.
Well, I sort of feed this morning. We have the last of our Collins Street Bakery fruitcake.
Oh, boy.
I love their fruitcakes.
Yeah. And also, I've got a little goodies for you, the usual bag of stuff. I'm sorry I couldn't get it to you earlier. So
that's fine.
I got ready to say I love your nuts, but I love
them.
Oh, I stopped myself.
No, you
with
didn't.
I think I will bid you a fond adieu.
Thank you, Uncle Dale.
That was the best Christmas joke yet. What can I say?
Oh.
And hopefully 21 will be better than 20.
That's right.
You're right about that.
Yeah. Talk to you soon, Dale.
Right. See you, buddy.
Good luck Tuesday. Give me a shout, Alan.
Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
So we got Bob and Baldwin.
Hey, Bob and Baldwin. How are you, Bob and Baldwin?
Hey, good morning, guys. And Happy New Year coming up. And
yeah,
Merry
man.
Christmas belated.
You also.
And everybody loves their nuts this time of year.
Oh, brother.
I think that's true.
When I was a kid, at Esquire Barbers, the guys in there, Danny and I don't remember all their name. I remember Danny, I think Walt, but I'm not sure. They used to say, "So you want to go squirrel hunting?" And I said, "Yeah." They'd say, "Well, we know how to go squirrel hunting." Okay, how do you do that? You go sit in the woods and act like a nut.
That's an old one.
I know. Well, I was a kid. I'm talking.
I've got a question for our listeners.
Guys, I was the winner of the book last month, and my brother-in-law, Pop-Up Billy from King's Liquors, he very enjoyed it.
Well,
awesome.
Good. Glad to hear.
Awesome. I'm glad.
So.
I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, I'm not a hunter. So
I got it.
Well, it's got good pictures. What can I say?
Because I wanted the gun so I could chase my wife around the bedroom. But maybe this month I'll have better luck.
Well, you can chase around the bedroom without a gun. Probably be better for you if you did.
Well, I did throw the book at her a couple times.
All right. Wow.
You have a Merry Christmas. I do have a question for our listeners, though.
Who's that?
We've been trying to find chestnuts to roast. If anybody knows where you can get chestnuts to roast, let us know.
Yeah, by the open fire.
I know.
All right.
I'm full of it.
I know. You remember Rush's song, Rush's Christmas song, roasting chipmunks on an open fire.
Are you talking about Joe Biden?
No, I'm talking about. Yeah. All right. You have a great day and a happy New Year.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bob from Gold.
Especially you, the star.
Thank you so much. Bob, you have an awesome day, okay?
Hey, we got to take a break.
I know. Wait a minute. I'm going to tell Bob from Goldsboro to hold on, okay? And we're going to take a real quick break. Here we go.
Thanks.
Thank you. I don't even know who we're doing here. Hold on a minute. Oh, okay. We can do that. Ay, caramba. Linex spray-on bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts and bumps and scratches no matter what. Your gear, whether it's tree stands or tackle boxes or crab pots or tools, in my case, I've got some, never mind. Your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard at 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Jack Carver is the man to call, 410-455-0800. Then Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle with ValueGuard no rust protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. And Bay Linex has the BMW truck hitches, including the new Super Duty truck 3-inch Hitch. Clyde Sports Shop, final week until the 31st of holiday savings from Browning, $100 savings on a Satori shotguns, $75 on A5 and Maxis, $50 on centerfire rifles, Synergy and Silver shotguns, and $25 on BPS shotguns, rimfire firearms, and handguns. All the details are available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. The website, ClydeSports.com, open 7 days a week. Do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room. We fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. They did the installation. They have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, and you can too. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Greasonville. Stop by the showroom, Route 50 at Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. We'll be right back after this message from Madonna Seafood.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway, Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Crabs for the holidays? No problem. Call 410-557-CRAB for tasty steamed crabs at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland, 410-557-CRAB. That's 2722. www.madonnaseafood.com. Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11 a.m.
Plenty of sunshine to go around, but temperatures are cold, only going up to around 34 today. Now for tonight, we are mostly clear. Overnight low, still cold, 23. Tomorrow, sunshine. A few afternoon clouds, low to mid-40s. Mix of sun and clouds Monday. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're back. Bob in Goldsboro, right?
Yep.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
Hey, Alan. Robin, how are you?
Hey, how are things in Bob world?
It's really wonderful. I'm living the life. I'm in my deer stand watching the sun come up.
Awesome.
A little chilly, but I got my buddy heater going, so I'm warming up pretty quick.
I got it.
Yeah. I've been hunting rabbits with that hawk. You guys have got to get down here.
Oh, we got to see that. We got to go see that, Robin.
I really want to see that a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I've got a couple good spots where, you know, you just, I mean, we chased one rabbit five times yesterday.
Wow.
I mean, this rabbit was a clever rabbit. The hawk went for it five times. It's just fun to watch the hawk try to catch it. Of course, the hawk gets mad if it doesn't catch it, but after a while, we usually catch one. I've got seven so far, so.
Wow. That's not cool. I see every now, I look at your Facebook page every now and then. I see you're having a rabbit stew or some kind of fried rabbits or something like that. You know, that's cool.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm living on rabbit and deer meat right now.
That's a good life, man. That's good. Glad to hear it. Yeah. I can't live on deer meat alone. I have to have some rice and some noodles and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
For
yeah,
Robin, no,
I
she lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin lives on. Robin lives on carbs.
I do not. I live on proteins usually. Carbs is second.
Yeah.
But not wild game protein very often.
No, she's not a wild game eater, so that's more for me. I like it.
Yeah. All right, so you think you might get your buddy out here rabbit hunting sometime?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. We got so much going on right now, and with the
I know.
Yep. With this pandemic, you know, it's a little tough, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If it happens, it happens. We got time.
You got it. End of February, right?
Yep. And I've got plenty of rabbits. It seems like, and I've got spots where I don't have any trees where I can't use my hawk to catch them anyway. So if we go ahead and kill a few with the dogs and the guns, it'd be fun.
That would be great.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Happy New Year to you.
Yep, you too. Talk to you later.
All right, man.
You have a good day.
And
I can't wait to meet that hawk.
All right.
Yeah, it's the friendliest hawk I've ever caught. It'll like you.
What's her name?
Her name is Rosie.
Rosie, that's right.
I like her already.
Yep. Red tail, right?
Rosie the Riveter.
Rosie the Red Tail.
Rosie the Red Tail Riveter.
All right, Bob. Take care, man.
See ya. Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Do we have any callers on the line?
Yes, we have. I'm sorry. One moment. Price from Owingsville.
Hey, Price. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. I know we're running out of time, so I'll be brief. I was wondering if you were going to have another day or weekend sale on the Bucks, Bear, Stag book.
We are not planning one right now. Did you miss the last one?
Yes, I did.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, the other thing, I was wondering, with fishing season coming up, I was thinking it would be interesting if you could get some sponsors or maybe Shakespeare, maybe in March, do a fishing setup for perch, and then in April, maybe one for catfish, and maybe
That's a good idea. We'll have to look into that.
We'll see what we can do with that.
Yeah, it wouldn't cost a lot of money, but I think it would generate a lot of interest.
I think you're right.
You know what? That's the best idea, Price, I've heard in a while. I really like that because I'm always looking for new things to give away. So,
yeah, I mean, even Clyde Sports Shop might donate, an ultralight setup for white and yellow perch. I think it would be interesting. I think it would generate a lot of interest.
You listen because I'm going to make it happen somehow.
We'll check that out.
All right,
man.
Clyde. You all have a good New Year.
You too, buddy. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And there's the music. Once again, we want to thank CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms, and we invite you to visit their website or visit your local retailer that sells CVA firearms and check them out. You know, on their website, you can find their new Bergera rifles as well. Great company, great people to work with. Get on their mailing list. Get on their email list. They'll send you the specials and so forth. Now, Robin has a few words.